Hi, I'm Dahlia Rose, and this is Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known. This podcast does contain adult content, and it is not suitable for minors, and it's definitely not safe for work. Listener discretion is advised. With Valentine's Day upon us, I think it's time we discuss some foods that might give you a boost in the bedroom, and some foods that were created to curb those nasty sexual urges. Let's start off with a food that isn't deemed sexy and was intended to be the complete opposite. You might have heard the rumor that a certain breakfast cereal was invented to prevent masturbation. Cornflakes inventor John Harvey Kellogg was a very devout Seventh-day Adventist who believed that sex was unhealthy and immoral. He was so devout in his thoughts that he never consummated his marriage. He and his wife slept in different rooms, and all of his children were adopted. His thought was spicy foods, meat, and rich foods would increase a person's sexual desires and cause them to stray from a pure life. However, there are conflicting stories that cornflakes were invented to be an easy-to-digest breakfast food. In either case, they were, and still are, a very bland food that can completely turn anyone off. Another food that was invented to deter the beating of the meat is one that is usually enjoyed on a nice summer evening by a campfire. I'm talking about graham crackers. Presbyterian minister Sylvester Graham was another man who believed that masturbation and sex were something that needed to be repressed. Otherwise, one might go insane or blind. How many times did you hear that growing up? Oh, and Mr. Graham happened to be one of 17 children, so it's easy to see why he would think sexual urges needed to be controlled. It was his belief that with a diet consisting of fruits, vegetables, limited dairy, and bland starches would at least help curb those urges. At least, that was the diet he provided his followers, the Grahamites, with. In keeping with his diet, Graham created a special bread using whole wheat flour, which he called Graham bread. This was said to be enough, with water, to stave off any impure temptations. This eventually evolved into what we know today as Graham crackers. Other foods that are thought to kill your sex drive include gin and tonics, saltpeter, soy, mince, cilantro, okra, too much licorice, tuna noodle casserole, and granola. So now let's shift gears to something a little more interesting. According to a study performed by Dr. Alan Hirsch, women can be attracted to their partners if they eat celery in their presence. Dr. Hirsch determined that men appear more attractive to women when eating celery because the munching of the food created androstenone and androstenol molecules that are released into the mouth. After that, the molecules hit the back of the throat, which can boost men's arousal. So how does that make them more attractive to women? When a man is aroused, his body starts to give off pheromones, which are alluring to women. And since it's Valentine's Day, we can't forget to mention chocolate. Dark chocolate, that is. Various studies have found that dark chocolate possesses numerous health benefits. It can affect our energy, mood, and has a fantastic benefit for our heart. It is also known to be an aphrodisiac for women. One study found that women who consumed chocolate had a higher libido than women who did not. It's not so hard to believe, as chocolate has traditionally been associated with magical, medicinal, and mythical properties. In Latin, cacao trees are called Theobroma cacao, or food of the gods. So, if you're looking for a romantic night with your sweetheart, dark chocolate could give her an extra boost, but A little tip. Champagne and sparkling wines are too acidic for dark chocolate. Red wine typically complements it best. Speaking of food of the gods, let's talk about avocados. I know there are people out there who don't like avocados, but you might want to rethink that. Avocados are known to be rich in nutrients, a heart-healthy food, great for vision, and can help improve digestion. According to Mexican history, the avocado was seen by the Aztecs as a fruit that gave strength to whomever ate it. While the health benefits of this guacamole-centric food have been proven time and time again, its other properties were renowned by the Aztec, Maya, and Incans. Known as the fertility fruit, the name avocado comes from the Aztec word ahuacata, meaning testicle, which, I mean, you can see how it got that name. The Mayan, Aztec, and Incan also believed avocados were a potent aphrodisiac, which was consumed by young women to enhance their beauty and fertility. If you're anti-avocado or you don't like the bitter taste of dark chocolate, there are still many, many different foods out there that can give you the sexual boost you and your partner are looking for. These foods include oysters, olive oil, arugula, cinnamon, basil, ginger, pumpkin, garlic, pine nuts, apples, spicy chilies, bananas, salmon, vanilla, watermelon, strawberries. I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but coffee, and you should be drinking your water as well. And of course, walnuts and almonds. Now that you know the foods to encourage your lover and foods to avoid, I'm sure you're going to want to impress your beloved with a nice dish. You could go with steak, lobster, or my personal favorite, pizza, but what about cockle bread? What is cockle bread? Well, technically, it's a type of corn or wheat bread mixed with cockle weed, but that's not the type of cockle bread we're discussing. Molding cockle bread was a 17th century sexual connotation for a dance that involved revealing one's buttocks with the purpose of stimulating sexual activity. John Aubrey described it as a young wench indulging in a wanton sport by getting on the table, lifting their coats as high as possible, and shaking their buttocks back and forth as if they were kneading bread with their rear. It was also customary to sing or recite rhymes as they were doing it. It's reported that perhaps it was more than just a movement. It might have actually been used by young women to prepare bread to give to their lovers. After the bread was kneaded, they would then press it against their vulvas as a love charm. Chocolate, avocados, salmon, oysters, whatever you choose to stimulate your love this Valentine's Day. I hope that you have a very safe and very lovely day with your love. This has been Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known with Dahlia Rose. If you'd like more kinky facts, please feel free to follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Kinky Facts Podcast. That's all one word. To contact me with kinky facts suggestions, please email me at kinkyfactspodcast@gmail.com. If you liked my podcast, please subscribe to be informed of new weekly episodes, and reviews are also helpful. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll come back soon.